new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
Pull it, pull it, pull it.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Two underway here, the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, also being simulcast on the TruthNet Radio Network. Hello to everybody over there listening to the program tonight, and everybody on KU Satellite and the Micros, yes, low power FM and AM stations all over the country, and to our AM and FM affiliates out there. Thanks for everybody for listening and for caring. The program tonight, and means a lot to us, that makes our job so much easier, especially you micro guys and gals, getting this done and getting this information out to people. More micros are going up. They're going up everywhere, and that indeed is a cool, cool thing. So there you are. Let's go to Mo, who is in Oregon. He's been patiently waiting. Mo, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for taking my call, Mr. Mike. And thank you very much for you too, caring for all of us, that you put a beautiful programming into the for all of us. But before I have two news for information for you. But
sure.
before I go, I would like to give you a brief history of the Iran and what happened in 1400 years ago. Muhammad attack Iran, and by force, I mean, he killed so many Zoroastrians, so many Christians and Jews at that time, and then by force, the people became Muslim in Iran. But the true religion of Iran, actually the ancient one, is Zoroastra, which has three principles: good deeds, good work, and good behave. And these are the three of the three main ideas of Zoroastra. But this violence, fear over Islam film, counter-terrorism alert, as a Dutch right-winger launches a movie that will denounce the Quran, the holy book of the Islam. The Dutch government is bracing itself for the violence protests following the scheduled broadcast this week of a provocative anti-Muslim film by a radical right-wing politician who has threatened to broadcast images of Quran being torn up and otherwise desecrated. Cabinet minister and official, fearing a repetition of the crisis sparked by the publication of cartoon of Muhammad in the Danish newspaper 2 years ago, have held a series of crisis meeting and order counterterrorism unit in the highest state of alert.
Right, and hold, then, hold on a minute. We got to take a break here, Mo. We'll be right back in just a second. On the other side, we'll finish up with Mo and you at 800-313-9443.
Mm-hmm. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
If you had not have fallen, then I would not have found you. Angel flying too close to the ground. And I patched up your broken wing and hung around a while. Trying to keep your spirits up and your fever down. I knew someday
turn this thing off. It is so hard with this song. My gosh, this is probably one of it's my favorite Willie song. Period. You can't turn it off. Let's turn it back up. There we go. Yeah. Here we go. beat it with a stick, and why would you want to anyway? Little angels flying too close to the ground. Good stuff here. There are just some songs that you just can't turn off, and that for me has always just been has been one of them. And there's two versions. There's a record. There's a LP version and the live version. And I love the live version much better. And that's the live version, of course. That's the crowd. And I've always loved it. I guess he was on Alex Jones again. I guess today, talking about having Bush impeached and the like, and just an amazing writer, entertainer. You know, he spoke highly about hemp. You know, he's active in biodiesel and that type of thing. And pretty interesting guy. We're talking with Mo in Oregon, and so there's a movie about to come out in. I guess is it Holland or the Netherlands?
Yeah, it's in Dutch. Holland.
Okay, so that's about to come out, and that's expected to make a lot of Muslims a tad angry.
Right, exactly, indeed. And then the Dutch police and military is in very high alert, and either they're going to show it on Nova TV, their TV station, or are they going to put it on the internet and let everybody watch it. And to me, I would like to know your opinion about this film. That do you think is a psy-op operations, or?
Well, it could be to try to see if they can't foment people into doing something that's a bit rash, and it may be aimed at Islamic people to try to get them to do something, to attack something or to do something, so we can say, see, the terrorists are still around.
Right.
That's a very. There's a very high possibility of something like that, and I mean they've already very upset a lot of people. It was 2006 or 2007 with the cartoon about Muhammad.
Yes.
Which really infuriated a lot of Muslims, and so I would certainly see this as most likely a psyop. Sure.
Oh, okay, that's good. That's what I wanted your analysis on that article. So I got your information. But do you know that in Zimbabwe right now is 66,000% inflation, and a loaf of bread costs 78 UK pounds, you know? Last week, the Valentine's, people, they did not buy anything for each other because it was so expensive, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, imagine for one card, it will cost, I'm sure, 10 pounds or something like that. And they have, their money has $1 million notes. They have published in the Zimbabwe.
And that's just to buy a loaf of bread.
Right. And it is very, very crazy. I mean, do you think something like that it can happen in North America? I mean, since we are going to go towards North American, I mean, once they change the currency to Amero, and then they can say either $100 is equal to one Amero or $500 is equal to one Amero or et cetera. Can the same thing happen here, you think?
Well, what they've got to do is to bring this North American Union about is they've got to crash the economies of the United States and Canada.
Right.
And both of our economies are symbiotic with each other, and because there's no way to elevate the Mexican economy enough to bring it on a par to be able to value a new currency. So what they have to do is they have to kill our economy and the Canadian economy, and that's what they're working hard to do now.
Right, so we have within the 2 years' time or 1.5 years' time limit, and especially Florida, they have 2 months. The Prime Minister of Canada and Mr. Bush and the President of Mexico, they are going to have the ninth meeting on the North American Union, and so I think. It's they're going to mess all of us up. I mean, and they sent 3 million jobs outside the country to India. that's particularly of them. Left and right, the banks are laying off people. All the companies are laying off people. So who's going to work in the United States? And that's my question.
Well, yeah, the only place that's going to be left are McDonald's and Burger King. and as long as they keep hiring illegal aliens, there's no jobs for Americans.
Exactly, indeed. Because today I was in College Junior, everybody speaks Spanish over there.
Right.
I was so surprised. I said, just there's no even one American working there. That's ridiculous. This is our beloved country. This is we are in charge of this country. Since we are not, the control is out of our hands. I think they are going to go towards the global martial law. That's what I think it will happen.
Well, it may be, and Mo, I appreciate the call. We're coming up on a break here, and it may be that things are going to get so bad, but in the end, the government we give the power to the government, and in the end, it's up to us when we feel like they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing for us to take it back, and that's where we're at. Is that we've got a government that is totally out of control, that doesn't represent its people, we're within our, in my opinion, our God-given rights to take the country back and to change the government and do what we need to do with it according to what needs fixed. And, you've got a Congress right now that will not get rid of a president and a vice president that are undoubtedly criminals. It's admitted they're criminals. The lies are so pervasive. Went to impeach a president over a stain on a blue dress and a couple of lies. Let's talk about over 900 lies, and these guys are still walking around and will still be walking around come January 2009 when they ought to be hanging 10 in a jail cell somewhere with a new bunkmate by the name of Bubba. And, this is just... It's indicative of the times we live in, and it's the fact that right is wrong and wrong is right. And the only way to do it is to clean house. And that's what we have to start doing now. We have to get busy and we have to stay on the task and not give up. That's what we have to be about, is not giving up and saying, hey, we will take this country back. It's ours. It's supposed to be a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, and we're going to set it right. And if these people don't like it, they can kiss our behind. Back in a minute with more right here on the Midnight Rider.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
I left my home in Norfolk, Virginia, California, home of mine. I straddled that Greyhound and rode him into Raleigh and on across Carolina. I had motor trouble to turn into a struggle halfway across Alabama. Well, a hound broke down and left us all stranded in downtown Birmingham. Right away, I bought me a blue train ticket right across Mississippi clean. I was on that midnight flyer out of Birmingham smoking in the New Orleans. Somebody help me get out of Louisiana, just help me get to Houston town. There are people there who care a little about me and I won't let the poor boy down.
Back here on the Midnight Rider on RBN. If you want to join us tonight, the number is 800-313-9443. That is 800-313-9443. We will talk about anything you want to talk about tonight. So feel more than free to join the conversation and be a part of the show tonight. So it's always a dandy thing to talk to you. I mean, I enjoy it so much. That's the conversation that we have, the information we get to get out, and the stuff that we get to talk about here is, to me, is very cool. I mean, it's the message of liberty and freedom. And, I mean, we're not off, you know, worried about Brittany and her sister and her trying times and the whole nine yards. I mean, it's none of that. And it's just good to be able to sit here and talk with and share information amongst folks, one to the degree, and new people that come in all the time. And start looking at this information for themselves and kind of the realization that, hey, these guys aren't so stupid after all. It's very cool. RBN has a new sponsor. It is the Freeze Dry Guy. Freeze dried foods typically maintain a nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy of long storing foods and preparedness supplies. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit www.freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That is 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy pays the freight within the lower 48 states. Go visit the Freeze Dry Guy and tell him you heard about it on the Midnight Rider and on RBN. So, good stuff, and you can't be prepared too much. I mean, I've got to stress, you know, and I'm not plugging Freeze Dry Guy here. But I've got to stress it. We've got to get prepared. You have to be prepared. Get your food in. Freeze Dry Guy is one way of getting it done, for sure. This guy's been around a long time and he's established and you know, somebody you can certainly trust. But, if you're not laying up food or you're not putting it back, hard times coming. And, you'll regret it if you don't. And now's the time. I mean, actually, you're late. So you got to get busy. We've got our food dehydrator. I'm going to get a vacuum sealer next, and we're slowly starting to take steps to dehydrate food and that type of thing, you know. And I mean, there's more that we're doing, and we're going to grow a bunch of our own food this year. I'm just determined. One, to say, I mean, if nothing else, you're going to save a ton of money. You know, you put stuff back and then you kind of rotate it through and eat it as you go along, and then you continue to put more stuff back. You're going to save a bunch of money. You know, I mean, just go to the store. I went to the store today and I spent, well, it was about $140, and I got nothing. I mean, I literally got nothing. And I'm just standing there, and you know, they can't tell you what's in the stuff because they don't know. They don't know what products have been, you know, genetically modified or hopped up with hormones and stuff. You don't want to buy the meat. I mean, you're just sitting there going, oh my gosh, you know, whoa. Just the thought of it, you know, just makes you ill. Just knowing that, you know, that all the stuff they are doing to our food now, there's a huge recall out right now on like 143 million pounds of meat. This company out in, on the West Coast, this supplier of meat, had been forcing sick animals into the slaughterhouse. And some that couldn't walk, they were pushing with forklifts, to get them in. So they're telling, you know, what kind of sicknesses and things these cows have, you know, have had, and they go in there slaughtered and into the food supply. Although the government says the likelihood of a health problem is low. But I mean, you know, you just don't know anymore what's in your food. And that's one of the key things of taking your health back and the like, and paying attention to what you're eating and where you're getting it from. A lot of this junky frozen meat goes to a lot of these fast food restaurants. And that tells you about these fast food restaurants. They'll get meat from anywhere and don't care what it is and throw it on and call it cuisine. But just the thought of fast food just curdles my stomach, quite honestly, at this point. Hemp seeds, baby. Hemp seeds. I mean, I've got my apple nectar, my apricot nectar, and my bowl of hemp seeds, and I'm a happy man. All right, we'll come back. We'll get into some news. If you want to join us, the number is 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds.
Back here on the Midnight Rider.
So much resistance from behind.
Glad you're with us tonight on this Monday night, the 18th of February 2008. And this year is already blowing by. I was always told it'll, when you get older, it'll just continue to go by quicker. Pakistanis dealing severe defeat to Pervez Musharraf in elections. Pakistanis, this is from the New York Times. Their edition will be coming out tomorrow. Pakistanis dealt a crushing defeat to President Pervez Musharraf in parliamentary elections on Monday in what government and opposition politicians said was a firm rejection of his policies since 2001, and those of his close ally, us. Or more likely, Jorge W. Bush. Almost all of the leading figures in the Pakistani Muslim League Q, the party that's governed for the last 5 years under Mr. Musharraf, lost their seats, including the leader of the party, former Speaker of Parliament, and six ministers. Official results are expected on Tuesday, but early returns indicated that the vote would usher in a prime minister from one of the opposition parties and open the prospect of a parliament that would move to undo many of Mr. Musharraf's policies and that may even try to remove him. So, looks like martial law coming back to Pakistan. He's our boy, though. Yeah, you just love him, our boy. Drop $10 billion for the guy, and where's Osama? I can't see him. Osama, you want more tea, crumpets? Yeah, there you go. Let's go to Willow, Missouri. Will, thanks for holding. You're on the Midnight Rider.
How are you doing tonight, Mike?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Go back to the young man that called in, the information junkie that started in about the coating the shell casings with numbers.
Yeah.
When he started listing off a whole long series of pieces of legislation appearing in the same time period around the nation, it recalled to me, brought back into my mind, the Uniform Law Commission. Have you ever heard of them before, Mike?
Yes, I have.
Okay, have you done a show on that?
I have not, no.
Well, the Uniform Law Commission, for those that might not be familiar with it, is the creation of the American Bankers Association and the American Bar Association around about the turn of the last century. And what they were trying to do there was they'd come to a point in time where they wanted to get rid of this pesky Constitution. And in order to be able to do an end run around the Constitution, they wanted to introduce simultaneously or in a series model laws, model codes, and model acts through the states. And so it gives them an opportunity, instead of having the federal government do something, they can bring forth a piece of legislation as a uniform legislation that shows up everywhere. That's how we got our driver license. It's how we got mandatory insurance. It's how we got so many of the things. The Uniform Commercial Code is one of the crown right. jewels, the diadem in their hat. But this concept is really something that took another turn in history when it went over to the Court at Hague. it's an international law commission that works as well. And so the United Nations and the international community basically can get together, they look at what the UN directives are, and then decide, well, this is something that we need to do, like the, say, the international building codes, for instance, and then go back to the member states, or be first be England and Germany and France and Spain and so on, and then around the world. They can bring in these things, and they just kind of appear. And they come in through the legislative bill drafting agencies in each of the various states. And if the young man that's out there, if he's still listening, would take a look at that, and others would look into that, all of your state legislatures have one of these bill drafting agencies. And if you go in and talk to your state representatives, they'll generally deny that legislation's coming out of there. Basically, what they'll say is they wrote the legislation themselves and then gave it to the bill drafting agency. They turn it around and make it right, and then they hand it back. But quite often it goes the other way. It goes from the bill drafting group, the legislative research group, at the request of committees into the committee, then back out to, they find a sponsor, and you'll see him or her listed in the newspaper as sponsoring this piece of legislation.
Right.
And then it comes back out to the people for basically implementation through the county systems. But it was just a very, very interesting thing. And I wonder, Mike, whether or not we're going to see a continued drive. But if he has got this research and he has pulled those bills together, it would be nice if tomorrow or some other day this week he could pull them out and look at them. I didn't get a chance to copy all the numbers down and see if they are similar in wording.
Yeah, that was my thought too. Because I mean, it sounds like, you know, these type of bill drafting agencies, they take an issue that's quote unquote popular, and write legislation for it, and they pass it out to all the states, and the legislation is very similar. So you basically have harmony as far as regulation is concerned across the states.
Yes, and you know, one of the other ones that comes to mind is the one where if you got behind on your child support, you know, they'd dog you till you die. That's another piece of their legislation. So these are things that we need to know about. The more we know about how the system works, the easier it is for us to have effect on the things that we're looking at. You know, we can take something like that legislation, expose it for what it is, then use our independent media system to really cast it to the winds and put enough pressure on nationwide to get that kind of stuff stopped in its tracks, you know. But as long as they can bring it out and introduce it to, oh, you know, well, it's all brand new in Oklahoma, and it's all brand new over here in Arizona, it's brand new over here in Missouri, we aren't looking at the bigger picture. We're just focused on these little incidents, but they just happen to be happening all over the nation.
Yeah, and of course, you always go back to the old axiom, all politics is local.
Yes.
And so the people are only paying attention to what's happening in their area anyway.
That's right. That's it.
Yeah. You know, and that just goes back, you know, Will, to the whole thing about how we get our news and the way the media operates is the fact, you know, around the world, people have the ability to get news from so many different outlets from around the world, but not here. Because most people know nothing about shortwave. Most people spend no time looking at foreign news outlets for information. They accept the information from the major networks and the newspaper as total gospel. And I just find that totally interesting that people never go outside of that sphere of influence to try and find information.
Well, I think Reuters was one of the first. You know, I believe they started in Europe, and that would have, I believe, it would have been about the First World War, Second World War, in that time period. It's been a while since I've read those articles. But Reuters is one of the first, and they got a good idea, you know, because if you can become a reliable source for news and get all of the media to use your stuff. You know, today it's like the Associated Press, you know, the AP wire, and you take that as gospel. Certainly all the editors are comfortable with it. They know that it's been vetted. They know that it's approved by the powers that be. And so they can just run this stuff with impunity. You know, whether it's accurate, whether it's true, whether it's propaganda, whether it's, you know, misdirection or what it might be. But the idea of having these news wires and these news services to put this stuff out, you know, that's part of what I see the Internet doing for us. And I'm really interested. I hope soon you'll do a broadcast on low power AM FM, because I'm at one of the highest points in our area, and I'd like to set something like that up here. But
yeah, we're going to do another show on that here pretty soon. I'll try to get a hold of Mike Jones this week and see if we can't get that lined up to come on and do another show about it.
Yeah, because we've really got to break this dam of information, or you could just say break this dam information, I guess would be a quicker way to say it. But we really have to pop this puppy, because we're basically not getting the information that we need to have. But at the same time, I really believe over the last 10 years, Mike, we've gotten enough people to turn off their television sets and cancel all their newspaper subscriptions and throw away the magazine and the Time magazine and Life and all the rest of that. And we're coming into a time that's really very similar to the revolution period, the 1700s, 1740, 1750, right here in this country. I'm reading a fantastic book. I'm reading it now for the second time, and this time much slower. But it's called The Lamp of Experience, Whig History and the Intellectual Origins of the American Revolution. It was written by a man named Trevor Colburn, published back in the 60s. But it's put out by the Liberty Fund Books, one of my favorite publishers. And what it is doing, basically, is this guy and others like him and before him have made a compilation of the library catalogs of basically all of the who's who, all of the founding fathers, and have brought together the material that they were reading. And, we can think of these guys, our founders, as old, the old dead white guys. And they were dead. They are dead white men. And mostly, they're dead Anglo-Saxon men. And they trace their lineage back to the Goths. And if you recall, the Goths came in and were the death knell. They were the barbarians that took Rome down, finally, in its despotic rage to its end. And this same Germanic Anglo-Saxon people are the ones then that went over and occupied Britain. And it is from them that we get our Constitution. It's from the Goths and the Angles and the Saxons, largely the Saxons, Alfred, King Alfred, that we get almost every one of the ideas that are embodied and enshrined in our constitutional form of representative government. And this particular book really lays it out, and lays it out very, very well. And it is, in a way, suppressed information. I've got a tremendous library of my own, but lots of reference books, encyclopedias. I love reading encyclopedias. But it's very hard to find anything in here about the system of government that the Saxons had. But the readings that that Jefferson and Adams and Madison and Franklin and Penn and all the guys were reading, they were reading and studying this particular segment of their past. Just like today, we're all searching the history, searching and searching and reading and finding and trying to figure this out. And what's going wrong, and what are we missing? But when you look at this Saxon lifestyle, it's a total liberty, and I don't want to try and do it from memory, because right now it's too fresh in my mind, too new in my mind to do service to it. But you find allodial land tenure is one of the things that was very, very pronounced in their system. And, we've done away with that now pretty much all over the United States. But that's what we got when we got our colonial governments together. And so a lot of the power that fueled the revolution was info, and as Alex Jones says, the info war. This is an info war, because we have to reconnect with our past. But one of the real problems that we've got now as compared to then is that then on the East Coast in the 13 colonies, they were largely Angles and Saxons. And today we've had such an inpouring and an influx of so many different cultures and customs and traditions that many people aren't looking back to the same time period and looking back to those same customs. But somehow or another, we're going to need to reach the rest of the people, the page two of the people, and let them know that what made America was this.
And, right, exactly.
And they need to, if they want to see this continue, if they want to live in the land of the free and the home of the brave, if they want to have property, if they want to have the fruit of their own labor, we've got to go back and all agree that, okay, this is what made America. This will have no more of this nonsense from the Bush administration or the United Nations or anyone else. This is what we have. This is what makes us unique, and we will all join together and fight to keep it.
Yeah, and I made this comment in the first hour of the program when Chris called in, that those founding fathers rebelled against England for far less than what's happening today. Far less.
Well, for far less, Mike, but for far more, too. Because
they understood... They understood the very fact that once England began to tax them, that they had no representation whatsoever, that essentially they became nothing but slaves themselves.
That's right. They were losing the liberties that they've gotten from time immemorial through their Saxon heritage, and the Saxons couldn't remember where they got it. That's how long they had it. And they were losing those liberties. They were losing that freedom. They were losing the right for property, self-determination. And they were bitterly opposed to that because it just went against everything that they believed. And the Stamp Act was just a part of it. It was like an insult added to injury. It was a time, you know, and that was a time when people, you know, quite frankly, someone might insult me sometime during the day, might even insult my family or something, but it's not going to go to the gauntlet. I'm not going to, you know, throw my glove down and draw my saber, you know.
Right.
We don't quite have the spine, and we don't have the fuse that people of a more chivalrous time had. You know, we've become complacent. We're full of luxury and debauchery and everything else. Those men didn't have that, you know. And so when Britain basically cast a major insult that was enough for any gentleman to be offended, they just took the offense and ran with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, indeed, and I mean, and they made every effort to try to communicate and to try to solve everything via communication between the Parliament and with the King himself. And when they realized that they weren't going to get anywhere, they finally took action of their own.
Yeah, buddy, look at that Declaration of Independence. Talk about
Yeah, matter of fact, on my afternoon show, I read it today.
Did you?
And I mean, it's because I've been going back, and like you, I've been going back here as of late. And looking at the Revolutionary War and that period around there, and starting to look at the parallels and everything, and see who these people were, because we have we don't exist in a freedom culture today.
No.
So the only way to get an idea of what a freedom culture was like is to go back to that time frame when indeed there existed a freedom culture. That's the reason those people pulled back and bowed up the way they did.
Yeah, and we need to also remember the 1066. William, you know, the Norman, the bastard, the conqueror. And basically he came in and he brought feudalism into what was a Saxon country at that time. And basically usurped through false promises the land system and set up his rapacious favorites and mercenaries that he brought with him and just divvied up England amongst his cronies, just the way we're getting divvied up today. You know, so there's lots of parallels in the time of the Norman conquest and the time of the American Revolution compared with today. They're asking the same demands of us today as they did then.
Indeed they are. Will, great call.
Thank you.
Thanks for being a part of the show. Final segment around the corner. Man, that was an awesome call. I mean, go back and look at the Revolutionary War, the time frame around there, 1750s up to all the way up to the start of the Revolution and through. And it was about principle. They knew what was up. They knew what was coming, and they did something about it before it got too bad.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Everybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Well, Will just nailed it. I mean, my word, that's what a great call. Will's a pretty smart cookie. Go back into that time frame and start looking at this, at what they thought, how they felt, and watch the way everything progressed. I mean, they tried to do everything they could peacefully. They asked for redress of grievances with their government, and they got none. And they were literally facing taxation without representation, which meant they were nothing more than slaves. And that's where we're at today, folks. I mean, we're there. And the question that arises for us is, what are we going to do about it? And where are we going to go? And again, you know, we talk about, you know, taking our communities back, getting these meetup groups moving, and getting in to these parties and getting involved, getting our candidates in, and just taking it back one town at a time, one city, one state at a time. Short of the old cartridge box, that's the only way to do it. And you've got the Republican Party is on the ropes. And I was reading something on the forum today where, you know, some of these people who are starting to run for office that are quote-unquote Ron Paul Republicans, the GOP offices are calling and saying, hey, please work with us. Because they know, they understand that, hey, there's a new sheriff in town. And the American people are tired. They're tired of playing the same games. We're never going to get the whole country on our side. The vast majority are going to go along with things just as they are, just as they did in 1776. But we need to wake up a substantial number, 5-10%, that's anywhere from 15 to 30 million people, and get them involved and get them ready to take this country back and get them to understand where we're at and where this is heading. They're at every turn, they're trying to take the liberties and freedoms away. And unless we stop and say no and tell them no more, then they're going to continue to do it. And we start by voting these people out of office. In the meantime, till we get our candidates in, folks, my primary is coming up for the congressional primaries, House, and I think we've got, well, I don't know if, I think one of our senators is up this year, too. They're going home. Take a quick call. Got about a minute here. John in Austin, real quick, how are you?
Okay. Good evening.
Got about 30 seconds, my friend.
Okay. Well, you were talking about getting about... sorry about the feedback. You were talking about getting about 30,000 Americans to, you know, to wake up and open their eyes. The problem is we've got 30,000 Americans or aliens that have come across the border, and they multiply like rabbits. And they're all our enemies because they don't feel the same way we do. Their allegiance is still to Mexico.
Yeah.
It gets worse every day. And I know we're running out of time.
Yeah, thanks, John. That's why we have to reawaken a freedom culture in this country. Make people aware of freedom and liberty and what they've lost. Folks, find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family. Folks, that's why we're fighting to save this country. Everybody have a great night. See you tomorrow night right back here. Same bat time, same bat channel.